T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to talk to one of our favorites, the great Mark Pazniokas, the Wizard of Paz, CTMirror.org Capital Bureau Chief. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe.
So, last week we had the governor present Transportation Plan 10.0, meet with the Democrats. Democrats weren't all gung-ho about it. So then Len Fasano and the Senate Republicans came up with the plan. Now that that's had a chance to sink in and marinate, do you think there's any chance that's a plan that could gain bipartisan support?
Some version of it, perhaps. The thing that was striking is that when the Republican plan came out, which is kind of complicated, it's a little creative, the idea of using the budget reserves to pay down pensions, and that frees up money that would other be obligated to pay into pensions, you know. The fact that they all responded very cautiously says that they're not sure. Normally with these things happen, you get some pretty instant reactions.
Right.
You know, people either love the idea or the concept of spending budget reserves would be something somebody would start shooting at right away. And it was really striking how cautious everybody was right from the get-go. So one of the things I think you can conclude from that is the governor has succeeded in doing one thing when it comes to transportation. He now has everybody engaged and accepting the idea that Connecticut needs to do something, if not this year, then soon. It's a small victory. It's quite frankly something he should have been able to pull off in February. But at least he's there. Everybody is engaged, and now, you know, they're trying to gauge support, and they have different caucuses.
Right.
You know, I think some of the concerns are if there is a recession in the next 2 years, and you don't have the budget reserves. You know, what does that mean?
You know,
if you are the Democrats who are hoping to still be in control of the House and Senate, would they be put in a position of either slashing spending, cutting some significant programs, or raising taxes, you know? So it's a little bit of a chess game. People are trying to figure out 2 and 3 moves ahead what the board would look like.
When people see, you know, moving things from Fund A to Fund B and Part A to Part B, do they get concerned that it's just some sort of a shell game?
Well, there is that concern, although in defense of the Senate Republican plan, you're taking money that is it's cash you have, so there's no interest cost, and you're paying down something that is debt that there is interest cost attached to. So in that sense, it makes sense. It would be like you inherited a bunch of money and you've got cash and you have an expensive mortgage. So would it make financial sense for you to pay down that mortgage, avoid the interest costs with cash that is interest free? So, I mean, that, you know, that's sort of the oversimplified version of what they're talking about. So, I mean, that piece of it makes some financial sense. Mm. Wall Street would probably like that part of it. But one of the questions is, will Wall Street look at the idea of not having the significant reserves that Connecticut now has and view that as risky? And, you know, people might say, why the hell do people care what Wall Street thinks? Well, it affects how much it will cost Connecticut when it goes to the bond markets to borrow money for any kind of project. So, you know, it's pretty complex stuff. It's interesting. Again, everybody was complimenting Senator Fasano, the leader of the Republican caucus, for at least trying to come up with something constructive instead
right.
of doing the typical partisan back and forth.
Well, because that's what people have been waiting for, was to hear a Republican idea. But then so Fasano comes out with his, and then the House Republican leader, Themis Claridis, says, well, her caucus is crafting its own ideas.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So I mean, we'll it's like we went from no plans to 103 plans.
Well, and that's why I said that the governor seems to have succeeded on that one point, that, you know, he's got people engaged in coming forward with their own plans. You know, the limited tolling that Lamont wanted to do in this version would have produced about $320 million a year. So, I mean, that's kind of the magic number. Is
right.
there another revenue source, either new revenue or redirecting, or, you know, as Len Fasano did, by being creative? How close to $320 million can you come up with? You know, the need is there. Lamont's plan was $21 billion over 10 years, which sounds just incredible, but $15 million of the $21 is really to keep roads, bridges, railroads in a state of good repair.
Right.
You know, this is not Christmas morning if we're going to get all of the shiny new toys. So $15 billion of the $21 is that.
Yeah.
So if you can't get $21, the Republican plan was about $18. So you've cut in half. What are the significant improvements, the enhancements, you know? So another way of looking at it is they really need to figure out how to have a transportation fund that allows the spending of at least $15 billion over the next 10 years.
Right.
And hopefully more, because the idea is you want to make improvements, just, you know, not just keep what we have. You
of course.
You do want to eliminate some of these highway choke points. You do want to speed up Metro North. There's pretty broad consensus that Connecticut's economy needs some of these improvements. That there, you know, a lot of employers in Fairfield County, they're saying we can't get more people to come and work for us because the commutes are so nightmarish. So, you know, there's a lot at stake. It does require some political and economic risk. And we'll see if they step up and, you know, decide to, you know, to take that risk.
Can you see any proposal by the governor that would not include tolls?
Unless there is a dramatic change of heart by the Senate Democrats, tolls are dead for the near term.
Right.
By near term, you know, 2020.
And he's got to get this done because this has been his big project.
Absolutely. And well, he's got to get it done politically because, yes, this is kind of a defining project for his administration. And that's a whole other conversation, whether that was smart or a mistake to really peg so much of your administration's political capital to this one project. Again, the need is there. If you don't do it now, the Special Transportation Fund, which is the source of keeping DOT going, DMV going, as well as financing capital projects to improve highways and bridges and whatnot, that's headed towards insolvency.
Yeah.
You know, within 5 years. And yeah, does Connecticut once again want to wait till there's the absolute crisis, the gun to your head, to actually make these decisions?
Seems like we do that well.
It seems we do. And the other, you know, the other piece is if there is a recession coming, you know, there'll be pressures in other ways, which is one of the reasons why Lamont wanted to do the tolls, because the feeling is, you know, if there is a recession coming, that's actually a good time to be doing big capital projects.
No question.
Prices tend to go down. It's a lot of jobs. You're helping to prop up the economy of your state.
Yep. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Don't you just love talking about economics?
It's unbelievable. I'd rather talk Red Sox Yankees. Pass, thanks. Have a great day. We'll
talk
to you soon, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.